Good morning, Atlanta. This is Everything Atlanta, and we want to reach out and let you know that we are excited to be here today with Everything Atlanta. My name is Danny Broadway, I'm going to have a little help today from Andy, who is co-hosting the show with me. Andy, welcome.
I'm glad to be here, Danny.
Yeah, hey, Matt Gardner is going to be out on the slopes today, and we're going to miss him. So, Matt, obviously, our normal shout-out to you. And, I'm getting some reports of good snow, number one.
Well, snow's not the issue now. I understand he's taking some snowboarding lessons. Is that right?
That is the word. You know, I've seen some press releases on that. He has accomplished both a toe side turn and a heel side turn per Facebook and per text. So pretty excited to hear he could come back a snowboarder.
Well, let's hope he doesn't come back a scorpion. Having done some snowboarding, I understand that is when you hook a front side edge so hard that you fall face first and the board actually comes over behind you and slaps you in the back of the head. So let's hope he doesn't perform that maneuver on the slope.
Yeah, I have put 18 years in on a snowboard, missed the last three because I've been blessed with two awesome children that are gonna be doing that with me one day when they get a little older. But I have taken that fall, Andy, and it hurts. It really does. And he did mention that he took a toe side fall trying to keep up with a friend of ours, Jamie, who was there with him. And so it's going to be interesting to see if he comes back with four arms and two legs. So, hey, are you a snowboarder, by the way?
I am a former skier turned snowboarder. Okay. And now that they've changed the shape of the skis, I've gotten an affinity to go back to skis again.
Oh, really?
So I kind of do a little bit of all of it.
Very interesting. Yes, I have not skied since I was 13. I went to snowboarding and found my true love. So that's awesome. But we wish Matt well. We'll miss him today on the show. But what I'm really excited about today, we've been waiting a month and a half to do this show, we've got two gentlemen on the show today, Mr. Brandon Iverson and Mr. Jordan Williams. Brandon, Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. As you can hear in their voice, they are not 45. They are in the eighth grade. What age are you in the eighth grade?
13.
Okay, great. So they are teenagers. This is our first all-teen show, Andy.
All right. Well, you know, I bring the teen mentality. So
is that what?
They're legitimate teenagers.
No, but we are really excited because you guys are about to see the professionalism of a 13-year-old far beyond what you will normally see. So we're really excited. But I want to first just give Brandon or Jordan the opportunity to explain why they're here and what they do. They have a business, as we stay with our format of businesses and politicians, actually. But they have a business that is very interesting, and I just want to let them talk about that for a minute. So, Brandon, Jordan, when you guys want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, our company is called Making Money for Teens, and we started it at the age of 13. And what it is a financial education company where we teach kids and teens how they can start their own businesses as well. We teach money management and how they can invest in the stock market. And we also have a Making Money for Teens CD series where we teach teens how they can invest in the stock market, different investing strategies, and how they can really become successful.
Very, very cool. And now that was Brandon. Jordan, do you have anything to add? Any other pieces that excite you about the business?
Yeah, we've been working on a lot of new things. We finished our CD series where we talk about things like mutual funds and option trading. And we also go into marketing your business and accounting for it. And we're working on our new book that will be coming out soon. So we'll be hoping that it'll be a huge success.
Very cool. A book. Wow. That's something I haven't done yet. I need to figure out that myself. At 13, I wasn't writing books. So congratulations. That's awesome. Now, Making Money for Teens, like Making Money for Teens LLC, that is the name of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Well, let me ask you guys, you know, maybe Jordan first this time, what was your inspiration? What brought you to this?
Well, we decided to make this company because we knew that a lot of teens, and they didn't get the financial education they need in the school systems that would help them be successful as they got older. So we thought of some topics that we thought would be helpful that could help prepare them for when they are with jobs and need a future of payments for their cars or their funds. And so we thought this would be really helpful for them.
That is awesome. It's so funny you say that. I this is a little embarrassing, Andy, as now I've opened four or five businesses over my life after I got out of the workforce. But I did not know how to write a check until I was out of college. Is that that's scary, right? Isn't and I went. I was like
that is especially because you grew up when we actually wrote chess,
right? And I mean that's not a public school thing or private. I mean I happened to do the private school thing just because my mom taught there. But I, you know, in a school system that was you know appreciated by the local community at a pretty high level, I had never written a check, and I actually in my younger years was involved for a little while with a Junior Achievement Association. Which I thought was incredible. I don't know if you guys have touched them, but they actually will teach you how to write checks, which it's a little known fact that that is something to learn at some point. And if you're never handed a checkbook, interesting stuff. So I completely agree with you, Jordan. I think that a lot of times we miss the little things like that. Brandon, what other things, what was your inspiration? Kind of the same as his? Or
well, my inspiration to start a business was mainly my parents because they're business entrepreneurs themselves. They've mentored thousands of people through different companies that they've been involved with. So we just started researching, reading books that they are reading, going to seminars that they were going to. And so they were leading by example. So that's how I got really interested in starting a business.
Fantastic, man. Well, that's great. And I'm going to lean towards parenting every time over school, but that's just me. So that kudos to your mom and your dad, and which both your moms are here today supporting you. I'm big in the politic rounds on that more than school. I think parents are the reason that kids turn out. So thank you for that, and thanks for that shout out for your mom. So you know, we're looking at that inspiring you. Obviously, somebody down the road is also having to teach you about mutual funds, which I'd like to get in on that, right? I mean, guys, I can spell it almost, I think, but you know, I've got a money manager myself, and being an entrepreneur, I don't know much about that. I'm actually meeting with him at 3 o'clock today to go over the new year. But how did you mutual funds in accounting? Yeah, I got that when I got my MBA, and I did do way too much schooling. But talk to me a little about mutual funds. That's pretty neat. That's neat stuff.
Yeah, well, our parents were a big help in teaching us and educating us about all these topics. And we also did a lot of online research on things we were interested in. Mm. And we just wanted to start learning more so we would be prepared as we got older.
Very cool. So the internet's helped out a little bit about all this.
Right.
Very cool, man. That's awesome. You guys are going to be so far ahead. Let me ask you. Obviously, it sounds like this has been your parents investing in you throughout your life. But when did you guys look across the table at each other and go, Brandon or Jordan? You know, I remember when this happened with my business partner Matt. And it's funny. It'd be funny if the two of us were 13 sitting across this table because we probably would talk about, you know, human anatomy jokes or something. But we still do, Andy. That's the problem, right?
Still do that,
yeah,
yes.
I guess so. But you know, when did you guys look across at each other and say, you know, we ought to start a business? How? Tell me a little bit about that, if you'll go that deep.
Well, we first started a company together at the age of 10, and we just saw a lot of toys and games that we didn't use anymore, and we already had a good relationship as friends. So we just decided to put our heads together and really benefit ourselves. So we created a business called Kids Toys Inc., where we sold old toys and games that we found around the house, and we sold it to our friends and people that we knew, and it became a real big success. So
very cool. Kids Toys Inc., what a great idea. Like an eBay with you guys able to resell some of that stuff. Well, that is cool. And so then through the success of that and learning through that business, the next concept was the making money for teens.
Yes.
Okay, very cool, guys. That's awesome. Well, you know, I'm going to ask you, now, how old is this? Now, you started at 10 with Kids Toys. When did making money pop in?
Well, we started making money for teens when we first turned 13.
Okay, great. So this is your new concept.
Right.
Okay, great. So it's just getting evolving. What so far, maybe in this first 3-6 months, it sounds like you guys are right on the back end of 13, maybe this first year. What's your biggest success? What do you see so far as really your sweet spot?
Well, our first big success was being able to be featured on Good Day Atlanta, which was great for us, giving us a lot of publicity and media. And we've also got to be featured on a show on PBS called Biz Kids, which was a great experience. So we've had a lot of good experience over the last few months.
PBS, that's
yep.
Cool. So was that here in Atlanta at the station?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I did a show down there, too. That's a neat station, really, and they do a lot of good work people don't know about. So very good. Well, that's awesome. And Good Day Atlanta, I mean, that's huge. I mean, how many viewers are on that? Millions,
yep.
Right? Wow. That is awesome. So right now you're still kind of in that marketing stage, getting the materials together, getting it ready to go. Perfect, man. Perfect. Well, let me ask you. You know, being a social media type radio show, what are you doing? Anything with social media?
Yes, we have Facebook, and we also have a Twitter. Our Facebook link is facebook.com/makingmoneyforteens, and you can follow us on Twitter at Kids Toys Inc.
Okay, Kids Toys Inc. So yes. you're still using the old brand
yes.
on Twitter. Okay, great, man. That's fantastic. So, you know, I also want to just ask personally, beyond your parents and that type of thing, you guys are in high school. Where are you in high school at?
Well, we're actually in middle
school. Middle school, right.
I'm in eighth grade.
Okay. What school are you in?
I go to Henderson Middle School.
Okay, Henderson. And
I go to Greater Atlanta Christian School.
Oh, okay. So you guys aren't even in the same school.
No.
Now, what kind of strain does that put on the business relationship? No, I'm just kidding. No, but that's cool. So you guys actually don't even go to school together. So you have to find time outside of school to manage this business.
Yes.
All right. Well, what does your work schedule look like? I mean, honestly, you know, to try to hold down school was enough for me. What outside of that, how much investment and how do you guys go about doing that?
Well, we try to find lots of time throughout our day. We manage our time really wisely. Like we invest a lot of our time in sports and school, but we at least try to find at least 6 hours a week. Investing in our business. So, like, when we're done with our homework, we try to spend 20 minutes just working on new products and stuff like that.
Okay, cool. So, do y'all live close together?
Yes.
Is that pretty? Oh, well, that's good. So, you're able to hook up. All right, great, great. Well, that, man, I tell you what, it reminds me, and I'm so excited about this show just because it does remind me so much about the first time Matt and I actually came together, Andy, and he walked in. I was running a little investment business with life insurance in Nashville, and Matt walked in the room, and he said, I've got a great idea, Danny. Let's start a business together. And we sat down and made a business plan and put it together. And you know, here we are 8 years, actually. That business, Clear Choice, has been open and available to Nashville residents to change out their windows. That's how simple that concept was. So the excitement, I mean, talk about that. I mean, there is kind of an excitement to this, you know. Are you guys still feeling that, or did that wear off with the kids' toys, or with the new program? Is it renewed?
Yeah, there's still a lot of excitement getting to see the people that are contacting us now and seeing all that we have achieved at such a young age. It's really exciting to think about what we can do in the future.
Yeah. You guys have your whole life ahead of you. I unfortunately waited until I was like 27 to start my first business. It was kind of a blessing. I grew up in a family that didn't. My dad's been the same opportunity to work for many, many years, actually his whole life, over 40. Mom's been a teacher, and it just wasn't something we knew growing up. So it's really neat that you have entrepreneurial parents, which could really relate to Matt, who his dad taught him from day one that he needed to own his own business and that he needed to have his own experience with that. So it was a real neat mix for us to complement each other from him having that kind of background with his parents of we work for the gardeners to, you know, a great background with my dad saying you find a good job and you do the best, be the best you can be at that. So Matt and I have found compliments in that I'm a little more headstrong and he's a little more savvy to sit down and put programs like what you guys are doing together, and it's really neat. How do you guys, and it's probably a big question, but how do you guys really feel you complement? Do you see yourself falling into certain kind of slots and pegs into slots? And, you know, what are you good at? What is he good at? Do you find a good compliment there?
Well, I see Brandon really good with all the technology stuff like that. He's really good at making the website or making the logo. And so that's a huge resource for us. And usually I like doing more of the contacting the media and doing a lot of the marketing. So we have different talents and different techniques that help each other well.
Cool. So you're really more of like you're going to reach out and make
right.
the contacts, and you're in there really driving some of the products maybe and making that really a reality with both of you sharing and what you should do. It's funny you say that, and again, it stirs a lot of emotion that I don't think Matt and I would have accomplished anything we've accomplished if it weren't for it being both of us. I can see many times, and I won't get into them, but there were times, especially financially, as you get deeper into the financial side of businesses, that I might have laid down and said, you know what, I'm going to go back and get a job, or Matt might have moved on to the next opportunity, I don't know, but some of the things we were able to get to just because we were able to bounce that off each other back and forth. Have you ever had a time where you looked at each other during Kids Toys Inc. or the new branding of Making Money for Teens, where you guys were like, man, can we get all this done? I got school. I'm trying to get a girlfriend. I'm trying, you know, whatever. And I mean, I think that's a legitimate conversation. We got to, you know, I'm trying to hang out with my mom and dad and play. Do you? I don't know if you play sports, but, you know, have you ever looked at each other and go, man, I just don't know if we can do all this?
Sometimes we kind of put the business aside, but we knew that after a level of hard work, that success will come. So sometimes we get into going outside and stuff like that, but sometimes we just manage our time wisely. So in a business, you have to be able to manage your time wisely, plan out your schedule throughout the day to make your business really successful.
So through that planning, you feel like you're able to really organize your life in a way that the stress isn't. You know, I couldn't imagine being 13 and trying to accomplish all this. I'm trying to accomplish it at older age. I don't know if I'm ready to reveal that yet, but at an older age, and you know, I the stress of family, which for you guys would kind of be school and all these other things. So that's awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about the book. What are how many chapters? How many topics? How many pages? I can't read a book over 100 pages, so I hope it's a little less than that. But tell me a little bit about the book and what you're trying to accomplish with that.
Well, in the book, it's less than 100 pages.
Oh, thank you. I'm in, Stone. I'm in, man. Andy, I can get that done.
Get behind
that. I can get that done, yeah.
And
no,
we,
go ahead.
And we teach teens how they can start a business. We teach different experiences in the book. We teach commitment, creating an opportunity. And really, in the book, we just teach teens how what it takes to start a business.
Very good.
Now, I'm curious. I got a question on this regard, because you guys have talked about investing and the markets and running businesses. Tell me a little bit about funding. Have you guys got your own personal money at risk in your businesses and in the market?
Yes. Well, that was one of the biggest problems we ran into when we started it. We needed some revenue to keep our business going because we had a lot of fees to pay for, such as the website or paying for our products to be made. So basically what we do is every time we get orders or every time we get paid to do a speaking engagement, we split the money, but before we spend it, we make sure that all our expenses are paid for so that we don't run into any problems where we don't have enough money to pay for something.
It sounds like you have a reinvestment plan as
yes.
well, so you got money feeding back into the business. Man, can you imagine that? I mean, I was stretching my allowance and overstretching it, and these guys are actually putting it back in.
Yeah, mine was called a lawnmower. So I have always been an entrepreneur, just not at this. I was definitely not leading teens yet. I was being led. But was called later to do that. But yeah, mine was a lawnmower and a bucket of gas and an old station wagon when I finally turned 16 and was able to drive. So, but yeah, I have worked my whole life too. You know, especially in the summers as counselors, painters, mowers, stuff like that. What I think is so exciting about what you're doing, you're taking that next level to where you guys are going to be so far ahead of the curve. And congratulations and kudos. Now, we talked a little about the book. You said there is a CD series. Does that follow the book, or is the book kind of a different path? Is the CD kind of a book you read a lot? Do you watch a CD episode and then read a chapter in the book, or do they stand kind of apart?
Well, I think they stand apart because of the topics we talk about are sort of different. The book is kind of wrote on some of our experiences that we've learned from, and it kind of teaches them how they can start a successful businesses based on the things that we've learned in our few years of business.
Okay, cool. Very good, very good. So, yeah, and that goes back to the money management, Andy. That's a good question. Well, let me ask you one more kind of more personal question. Do you play sports? Do you have time to manage that in? Is it instrument, piano, karate, whatever? What are your personal interests?
Well, me and Jordan both play basketball. We skateboard a lot, hang out with our friends and stuff like that. But we, again, manage our time wisely, set time throughout our day to be able to do the activities that we want to do.
Okay, so you schedule the activities and also. Very cool. I used to ride a little pipe myself back in the day, back when it wasn't cool to be a skateboarder. So very good. So you ride more street or half pipe? What do you do?
Really just ride around the neighborhood and stuff like that.
Street tricks and stuff. Very cool, man. I'd go head-to-head with you, right? I can beat an eighth grader, right? Maybe that'll be our next show, Danny.
We'll take you guys over to the skate park.
Danny, and, Brandon, and Jordan over at the skate park. Get a little live footage on that on Everything Atlanta on Facebook. So, Well, that's great, guys. Well, you know, I do want to kind of take a second. All of our listeners, grab a pen, piece of paper, grab your iPhone and type this in. Pull over to the side of the road first, please. Give you guys a second to kind of talk about how they do contact you. I know you mentioned your Facebook.com/ Kids Toys Inc. Well, no, actually, Kids Toys Inc. is Twitter, right?
Yes.
And then Facebook is Making Money for Teens. But let me, you know, your website, your phone. I don't know if you give out your phone number. You don't have to. But how would somebody reach out to you? And then we'll talk a little bit about your target audience. But how would they reach you?
Okay. Well, if anybody wants us for any speaking engagements or just has any questions to ask us, they can visit our website, makingmoneyforteens.org. And they can also email us at info@kidstoysinc.com.
Okay.
And as we said earlier, our Facebook is facebook.com/makingmoneyforteens. And they can follow us on Twitter at Kids Toys Inc.
Yeah, I guess Facebook's a great place to contact you guys, right? Yeah, that's what we're finding. You know, that is Facebook's ultimate goal anyway, is for us to do all our email on Facebook one day. So, and Google Plus as well, actually. That's kind of why Google Places came out and all that stuff. But very good. Well, I appreciate that. Now, let me ask you, what are your target audiences? I mean, are they, you know, going to GAC? Obviously, I'm very familiar with that. I went to Lipscomb University. It's kind of GAC's a feeder school for Lipscomb in Nashville, Tennessee. But so actually, my first girlfriend in college went to Greater Atlanta Christian, never knowing I would move down here. So don't tell my wife that. Can we delete that part? Is that okay, Andy?
We'll take that out.
Did you hit the delete button?
Yeah, we'll take that out.
But, you know, what are you looking, obviously, to get into high schools or youth groups? Or, I mean, what's your goal for how to penetrate the market with this concept?
We love speaking to high schools. We've spoken at high schools, middle schools. We also love speaking at youth programs and young entrepreneurial youth programs. In February, early February, we'll be speaking at a youth leadership conference in the CAB.
Okay.
So those are our main target market for people we love to speak to.
Okay, so right now that's what you're really trying to get into. And that sounds like that's more community-based than school, or, I mean, school obviously is community, but very good. Well, let me ask you, when you speak, what is the length of a speaking? What does a speaking engagement look like for you? I'm just curious. I mentioned off radio that I do work with a youth group, a local church in Roswell, Georgia. Work with 9th through 12th graders, and you know, I just don't know where beyond maybe a youth group or obviously at school. What does that speaking engagement look like? How does that go? What does that day look like for you?
Well, mainly a presentation for us is we do a keynote. We teach teens a few steps that we took to create our business, and then after we usually take some questions, comments, and stuff like that.
Okay, cool. So is there a lot of hands-on involved with that? Like, do you give them a workbook, or are they just kind of taking notes probably?
It's mostly just taking notes.
Okay. So you're going to sit down and have an outline.
Yes.
And so you would say point one is this. Now, do you co-speak, or how do you guys work that?
Yes, we're both up there on stage, and it's about 30 minutes, so we both have...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we both have different topics we talk about, so we talk about leadership and just being a good example for other teens that are always around you.
Yeah, very good. And obviously, this organization, you know, you and Covey one day are probably going to have a coffee right before you die. Covey is a gentleman who organizes. And that's really neat to listen to that. And I bet there's some influence back there, Mom, of that school of thought, maybe not him, but of this organization. And learning that early, I think, is so valuable, you know, of organization. But at your age, it's almost like priorities. You know, and it goes deeper, and organization teaches you to prioritize, so that maybe that word hasn't been used, but that's what it's educating. So I think that's really neat. But well, guys, you know, tell me anything else I need to know. I think it's awesome what you're doing. I look forward to the future for you guys. I really would look more forward to finding out in 10 years what you're doing, where you went to college. Do you have any hopes for college? Where are you? Do you think in eighth grade about where you want to go, or what does your future look like after or during, you know, Making Money for Teens when it turns into Making Money for you know, young business owners or whatever that next step is? What do you guys want to do?
Well, I want to be able to major in business and technology and stuff like that. I also want to go to a good athletic school for basketball.
Okay. So you're playing. I mean, you're really looking for basketball to be a big part of that. That's awesome. And what are you looking to do?
Sort of like Brandon, I want to major in college with business marketing and hopefully get an athletic scholarship also.
Oh, wow. That's huge, guys. Well, great. And you want to have yours in basketball,
yes,
too?
Yes,
okay, fantastic. Well, that's great, guys. Well, again, I congratulate you on what you're doing, and we look forward to seeing what you're going to do in the future. So, again, we always kind of end. Again, reach out to these guys at facebook.com/makingmoneyforteens, and that is with an S. And then you can also reach out to them on Twitter at Kids Toys Inc., without the period, I guess.
Yes.
And then again, info at, what's your email address?
KidsToysInc.com.
KidsToysInc.com. Info@KidsToysInc.com. So make sure and reach out to these guys. If you have any opportunities for them to sit down with your local teens, again, I guess you would take any occasion to do that, and support these guys because they are the future. You know, I know even in our local Roswell Rotary, every month we find one student from the kind of North Fulton area where we sit down and congratulate them on their accomplishments, and they're elected by their teachers. And I really just can't tell you how much I love to look to guys like you that are doing it the right way. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to have issues. But you're organized. You pick yourself up. You'll move on and you'll get things done. You do good things for the community, the country, and for your faith. So that's good stuff, guys. I'm really proud of you, and I appreciate you being on the show. We do want to, as always, Andy, have our social media moment. And I think today what I really want to kind of focus in on is Twitter, and it's a big topic of it doesn't work, it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But when you're branding yourself, you know, Facebook is such a communication tool, and then obviously email. But when you're branding yourself, I think Twitter is a valuable way to do that. And a lot of people don't realize how to use Twitter. When you're on Twitter, what you're really looking to do is what's called a microblog. And a microblog is obviously exactly what it says. A blog is a three sentence per paragraph opportunity to get a full message out. But we have to get somebody to click on that blog, and a great way to do that is to communicate through Twitter with short microblogs that can explain one or two points that would make you want to click on a link that you embed inside of that microblog on Twitter. So today what I'm going to suggest is those three people that have been holding off out there from starting a Twitter account, go ahead and do that today. Stumble a little bit, follow a little bit, enjoy yourself. You know, follow you know, your local sports team or your local church or whatever you do recreationally to enjoy yourself, and you'll be surprised how that will challenge you, and kind of you'll begin to move away from the newspapers to information that is minute by minute instead of day by day, and it becomes very addictive. It really does to know first what's going on out there. Again, whether it's a sports team or just a local business. So that would be our social media moment of the day. And as always, that is brought to you by Yepser Internet Strategy, who sponsors the show and puts it on. So, Andy, any parting thoughts as we finish up this session?
Yeah, I just have to say, guys, I am thoroughly impressed by your composure and professionalism here today. For someone at 13 years old, it's just not something. I knew where I was at 13 years old, and it was not at all like that. And I see people come in the studio that are years and years ahead of you guys that do not have the composure level that you guys have here today. And I just think that's quite impressive. And, of course, Mom, since you're here, it's a testimony to the raising, I believe, of the children. I believe everything they've learned, they're getting from somewhere. You're the source, and that's just awesome to see. So great job, guys.
Thank you.
I agree, guys. Thanks, Andy, for saying that, and excited to have you guys on. Well, as always, we appreciate all our listeners and all our downloaders out there. And again, this is a can't miss show, so make sure and share it with all your friends. And as we say every Tuesday, you don't know anything in Atlanta until you've heard everything in Atlanta.